Doris Schrackhammer loves her home.
I've been here in this apartment for 25 years last December.
And so does Donna Gray.
When I moved in here 6 years ago, I thought I'd be here the rest of my life.
Both women rent apartments at Vicksburg Halls in Marysville, Michigan. And suddenly, their public housing complex is a major battlefield in a vicious war over smoking. This is one of several dozen public housing authorities in a growing number of states that are banning smoking, not just in hallways and lobbies, but also in every room of every apartment because of growing complaints about secondhand smoke.
I go by somebody's apartment and they smoke. I have to hold my breath to go by that apartment.
Doris Schrackhammer should know. She was a smoker for 49 years and has emphysema. After several family members died of cancer, she quit cold turkey.
So I just took my cigarettes, put them in the drawer, and I didn't touch them.
About a quarter of Vicksburg Hall's residents smoke. They've got 18 months to either quit or move. Doris says that's plenty of time for her neighbors to abide by the new house rule.
Why do they need over a year to make up their mind to quit smoking?
There's no one in the world more self-righteous or sanctimonious than a former smoker.
After smoking for 55 years, Donna says there's no way she's going to give up cigarettes.
I don't want to quit. I don't plan to quit. I've told my kids, when you put me in the box to put me in the crematory, make sure I have a cigarette in one hand and a martini in the other.
So against her will, Donna is making plans to move. Smokers' rights advocates like Audrey Silk, who rolls her own cigarettes at home, says the controversy should worry all Americans.
Is this really a smoker's rights issue here?
When they come into your private home to tell you what legal behavior you can and cannot do there, we are on a downward spiral into losing all of our freedoms. It's almost not about smoking anymore.
Those pushing landlords to make their rental apartment smoke-free insist that it is all about smoking.
Smokers are not a so-called protected class, like race or gender or religion are being protected classes. Smokers don't have a constitutional right to smoke.
So under these new rules, there might not be any smoke, but there is a growing amount of heat.
We're the ones that should be shunning them because they smoke, you know. They're doing it to us.
And the meanness and the hatefulness and the vindictiveness that is being displayed here really upsets me.
And some tenants will be moving away for good. Alan Chernoff, CNN, New York.